Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome, this is Nicola Beer and I'm so happy you're here. Today's topic was actually requested by lots of people from both of my podcast shows. So the listeners that listen to my How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, and also those that listen to my Emotions and Eating podcast. So I thought in this episode, I'd sort of bring them together because they are the result of people asking about, what can I do? My husband has put on weight. I no longer find him attractive. Or what can I do? I hate my body and I'm no longer wanting to be intimate with my partner. Or what can I do? I'm eating because I'm lonely in my marriage. I'm eating because I'm fed up in my marriage. So because of all of these issues are kind of related, I wanted to talk about relationships, eating patterns, and how sex and food are often connected. That is, sometimes when we are missing that engaging sexual connection, that emotional connection, that deep connection, we can turn to food to fill that void. So we're going to be talking a little bit more about that. So if this is interesting to you, stay tuned with me. And I do have some tips and strategies at the end, as well as some gifts that I can offer you. So yeah, join me. So love, relationships, obviously they are a wonderful thing. And love the first time with someone can take us by surprise and can put us into a whole nother world. When we meet someone that we develop strong feelings for, we often find ourselves indulging a little bit more, and after a while, perhaps not really taking into consideration how much we are consuming. The fact is, once you love someone and are comfortable with that person, you let your guard down. In the beginning, it may have all have been about putting your best foot forward and always looking presentable. But after a while, we can find ourselves relaxing around our loved one and being at ease. And this can mean not wearing as much makeup, not fussing over appearance, obviously for girls, I don't know many men that wear makeup. But you know what I mean. We can be really overly focused on grooming ourselves, checking our hair, checking our smell, checking all things like that. And then we tend to do more normal stuff together. For example, on a Saturday night, you might find yourself eating takeaways on the couch in your tracksuit with your partner, watching box sets and movies, instead of getting dressed up to hit the bars or clubs. It becomes easy to put on the extra pounds, and there's nothing wrong with it, as long as you don't let it become something that gets in the way of how you feel about yourself or how you end up feeling in the relationship. Whether it's the start of the relationship, you've just gotten married, you've just had children, or you've been married for decades, the weight gain can come in different intervals. The phase in the beginning of the relationship may involve a lot more whining and dining out as you start to spend more time with each other. Depending on how your eating habits were prior to the relationship, it can mean that you're going from eating a quick, relatively healthy meal at home to a 3-course meal out with sugary drinks to wash it down on a more regular basis. Then as you progress into the relationship, nights out, dining can turn to nights in cuddling and ordering takeaways, which can easily turn into weekends, munching and munching, enjoying each other's time as well as indulging on easily processed and healthy foods. Often, once couples are married, many feel the pressure to stay slim has gone. And after the wedding, a lot of people begin to relax their healthy eating habits. And this can be both good and not so good. Because it's always great to feel ourselves and feel like we are accepted for who we are. And not so good if we or our partner are not happy about the weight gain. It can be the start of a not so healthy body relationship that can affect the relationship in many ways, especially if tied to low self-esteem or pressure from the other. This is why it's really important to maintain a good relationship with our body and the way we see it. Loving yourself means feeding yourself in a loving way, exercising of some kind, even if it's just 10 minutes a day, and saying kind things to yourself about your body. Outside factors such as work stress and family pressure can lead to over and under eating, and this can affect how we view ourselves in the mirror. Relationship stress and low vibe emotions of worry, anger, resentment, disappointment, and loneliness can all lead to weight gain or bulimia or an avoidance to eat. A change in size and appearance can often affect us psychologically, where we may feel unattractive, not ourselves, fat, or ugly. This can then impact how we interact physically with our partner. We may not want to be cuddled or touched in certain places as we feel we're too big or dread being seen naked and want the lights off. Sadly, time and time again, I've seen weight become an issue in marriages, either where one has put on weight and their sexual desire has plummeted and they just don't feel attractive, or their partner no longer wants to be intimate or affectionate to them because they are carrying extra weight. Then this self or partner rejection can lead us to want to engage in more of the same eating behaviours. It's a difficult one for sure, because we all hope that we'll be loved unconditionally, regardless of what physical shape we're in. Yet, physical attractiveness for countless husbands and wives is important to be happy in a marriage. So a spouse putting on weight can cause resentment and frustration in some people. And if communicated to a spouse in a non-loving way, it can lead to a lack of self-esteem and more emotional eating, and it becomes a vicious cycle, not only for the individual, but also for the relationship. Getting angry or annoyed is rarely ever going to be effective in addressing this common issue. Compassion, understanding, and working together towards a common goal, a healthy and happy relationship, and a happy and healthy way of living often does. Sometimes the low self-esteem comes from comparing ourselves to others, whether that is the image that we have in our head of what a woman or a man should look like from the flawless models we see everywhere, or our own version of what we see as acceptable. Facebook and Instagram depression is becoming a real phenomenon. People seeing each other's happiest moments and best shot images and airbrushing and photoshopping, wondering, why don't I look the same? Take Claire, for example, and I've changed her name. She'd always been a fuller figure person, and it never really bothered her. Much of this had to do with the fact that while growing up, and into her 20s even, social media was not a big deal as it is now. She never really let things get to her concerning her body. She then had two kids, and fast forward to a time of Instagram perfection, and all of this immense pressure from society of what she should look like led to her begin to develop a really big insecurity about herself. She had never been the weight that she had reached post-children, and she just kept holding on to the idea that she would lose the weight and feel loads, loads better. So because she was not losing the weight, she felt worse. She stopped making an effort on her appearance because she felt like it was a waste of time. She stopped seeing herself as attractive and automatically assumed that her husband would not see her in that way also, especially if he saw her in the full light. She retracted completely. She stopped going out, stopped making that effort, stopped shopping for clothes and things she enjoyed. She just had a mental block that she looked disgusting and fat and didn't want to be seen. She didn't even like her face and avoided looking in the mirror as much as she could get away with, as it made her miserable. She then realised that it was her lack of acceptance of herself, no matter what she looked like or weighed, that was holding her back in so many ways. It was having an impact on her marriage as well as her children, which was when she reached out to me for support. Because she just wasn't being herself. She just felt drained depressed, angry, and depression is often anger turned inwards. So together we had a few sessions to support her to take action, to love herself, to let go of the negative thoughts, to feel more attractive, to create a plan to support her to feel good about her eating again, as well as hypnotherapy, calm the anxiety, and also put her more in the mood for being intimate in her relationship. She also limited her social media to a maximum of 30 minutes a day. She agreed that the best thing she could do was to stop following people who were interested in selling fad diets, lose weight fast programs, and the picture perfect images. And she felt so much better. She got my self-love audio program, which is the Love Energy Toolkit. And it's basically an 8-week program, which has 2 lessons a week with exercises on really how to make loving yourself a reality. Because we've all been told by our friends or family that, oh, you just need to love yourself more. Yet no one tells us exactly how to do that. So I give tools and how to make that happen. And as soon as she started to do that, she started to massively shift her energy. Because we are energy beings. Our energy is magnetic. Our energy is electric. And so when we get into that high vibration of a high love energy, happy energy, positive energy, motivated energy, everyone around us, especially our family, are going to have an impact from our energy. They're going to feel our energy and it's going to start to shift their energy. And she also stopped comfort eating because with this positive energy, she had no need to reach for food to fill that void. And she also let go of her inner critic, her inner food critic that was telling her about her body, about what she was eating, as well as her inner critic that was putting herself down about the way that she looked in the mirror. And she started to say yes to socializing. One of the things that I asked her to do, and you might like to do that, it's a really great exercise if you are feeling a bit down about yourself at the moment, your weight and your body image, whether you feel that you are too big or too small. She went to her wardrobe and I asked her to pick out 3 outfits that she always feels good in. 3 outfits that, even if she has put a bit of weight on, they make her feel good. They're comfortable, they suit her colour, they just give her that energy, that light. And I asked her to just dress up for her family, to wear one of those 3 clothes, to put on her makeup, to do her hair as if she was going out for a Friday night, and to cook her family a lovely meal. Just to get into the practice of dressing up again and feeling good. And she loved it. It gave her a real high and she started to really just wear makeup all the time again, just to give herself that boost. And it doesn't need to be makeup. It can be, if you're a man listening to this, your favourite clothes, getting your hair cut, treating yourself to a shave, whatever it is, anything that's going to make you feel good about yourself. At first, she didn't want to give it a go. She said, why, Nicola? What is the point in doing this just to be at home? But when she got into it and shaved her legs and put body butter all over her body, she did her hair and makeup, she listened to some upbeat music, she had a glass of wine while she made her dinner. She felt fantastic. And wearing the dress, she really, just her whole demeanour shifted. And when she met her family downstairs, they were delighted. Her children kept mentioning it. And she had that compliment and that reassurance that she received. Really helped her boost her confidence. And her husband as well was giving her those words of appreciation, telling her how beautiful she looked. And the next day he even went out and got her flowers to say, you know, thank you for such an effort. Because they had an amazing night. And they were really intimate and they felt love and acceptance. And she started to dress up more. And her husband started to take more care in his appearance. And it was a real great snowball. And sometimes we don't realise that it's just these small things that can make such a difference. And it's also the internal things as well that make a difference. What we say to ourselves. When I was working with Claire, she was saying to herself that she was fat and that she was ugly. And we wouldn't dare ever say that to a friend, would we? We would never say to somebody, you're fat and ugly. At least I hope we wouldn't. But yet, why do we say it to ourselves? Why do we criticise ourselves? Why do we say that we look old, that we're too big, that our arms are flabby, our thighs are chunky, our stomach is disgusting? Changing this can be a major, major breakthrough in having a great relationship, as well as eating in a way that gives you vitality and in a way that you're happy with. The other problem with weight issues in a relationship is when we go through very stressful times. Things like affairs, which I work with on a daily basis, helping couples to repair after an affair, or helping individuals decide whether they want to stay or whether they want to leave. Many have questions, can they get past the anger? Can they move forward? Is it right to stay? Will they be okay? Then there's financial betrayal, any form of abuse, neglect, divorce threats, and breakups. All of this can affect our eating habits. They can cause us to suppress food. They can cause us to literally have the weight fall off us. And for some people, if they're already slim, this can make them also feel insecure about their body. And all of these are incredibly difficult circumstances. So it can lead to also weight gain as well. And what is really needed in all of these situations, all these kind of painful emotions, is love, freedom from judgment, and someone to talk to help you to work out how are you going to process these emotions, how are you going to process these life events, and move forward, loving yourself, feeling stronger and happier. A husband or wife cheating, for example, can often lead to people to change their diet and eating habits. I've worked with countless women or men who, when their husband or wife has been cheating, can either start comparing themselves, start blaming their weight for the reason that their husband or wife has had an affair, blaming the way that they look, the way their body is, and this can cause all kinds of other problems on top of already handling the affair. And other people, as I mentioned at the beginning, can use food as a comfort, food as a way to distract, to escape, to numb. It's crazy. Actually, food has a numbing effect, just like alcohol does. It can really sort of dull someone down, stuff the emotions down, rather than actually feeling them. And people just think, okay, I hate this feeling, so what next am I going to eat? Or what next can I make? Or what am I going to eat tomorrow? And just obsess about food, and their mind is with food, even if they're not actually eating in that way. And as I mentioned in the beginning, sex and eating are highly related. It's not just the case that discomfort with your body can lead to a lack of desire for sex. Sexual frustration, not being seen, can lead many women and men to fill themselves with food. And it may not be food. Sometimes the weight gain that I work with actually has nothing to do with food. It's all to do with alcohol. Having that wine or other drinks, is for some people, it's not really about the alcohol. It's about having that cup of sugar and drinking that sugar down. Whether it's cocktails or liqueurs, wine, as I mentioned, you know, getting that sugar rush from alcohol can be a way that some people like to escape. And then, of course, there is drugs or sleeping. And when people sleep hours to escape their life, or to escape what they're feeling in their relationship, or what's happened in their relationship, current or past, of course this will affect the exercise, the metabolism, and can lead to weight gain if someone is not really moving and is oversleeping. And also, not to mention that the not wanting sex because you're unhappy with yourself or you're malnourished, you know, so let's say you're not eating and your hormones are not operating in the way that they should be, so it harms your sex drive, can also cause not only problems for you and feeling less happy and less connected to your partner, but your partner may also feel that you're no longer interested in them, and it may not be the case at all. Maybe that you love your partner and you are attracted to them, but because of this eating habit, you no longer are interested in sex anymore. And there's lots of things you can do to change that. Obviously, do reach out to me. You can book a free session with me on my website, nicolabeer.com, where we can talk about how to increase libido, how to change eating habits, and anything else in the relationship related to this. It's really important here to get some support to change the way you think, feel, and work on any relationship issues. Whether that is with me or someone else, it's important to deal with them and ideally talk to your partner about how you are feeling. Compassionate communication when it comes to weight issues in relationship and intimacy issues in relationship goes a long way. And if you're interested in learning more about the compassionate communication tools that I go through, then just check out my YouTube channel. I've only recently put them up there, and I have some on marriage communication, compassionate communication tips. Just started doing videos, and hopefully I'm going to be creating a bit more, although I do love my podcast more, so we'll see if that happens. If you love yourself enough to work on changing your relationship and changing your eating habits, then talking about it is a great start. And if you're not feeling that love for yourself yet, then do check out my love program and just go to my website for that, because loving ourselves is key. And if you feel safe and loved and valued in your relationship, then talking is really, really good. You can share why you feel the way you feel. You can then come up with solutions together. And this can be wonderful, because often the person that is not receiving any sex feels unattractive, feels that perhaps it's their weight. Sometimes it's got absolutely nothing to do with that. And the other person could be battling with their eating issues and really feeling unattractive in how they feel as well. And they may also be blaming their weight. And so it's really good to discuss this and find a solution to move forward. We don't want to stay in the problems, but identifying the problems and then focusing on the solutions is definitely the key. Because if we don't say anything and we just carry on, and I see this in marriages all the time, and they come to me, and then we're working through insecurity. Because insecurity is often something that comes up in relationships, and it can really affect relationships in a really damaging way. And often I help people to stop that feeling, that insecurity. I do hypnotherapy and give people strategies and do things to help boost that confidence, because insecurity can lead to exhaustion, overthinking all the time, thinking that you are being cheated on, or thinking that your partner doesn't love you, thinking that they don't care about you, thinking that you are ugly or unattractive or fat. It's just a horrible thing to keep going round and round and round. And sadly, it can often lead, and tragically, I should say, more than sadly, it can lead to the very thing that that person was afraid of. If you keep thinking, okay, my husband or wife, boyfriend or girlfriend is cheating on me, or you accuse them of cheating on you, they can feel insecure and be wondering why you're avoiding them. You can feel insecure, and insecurity can then lead to affairs, because someone comes along, gives the attention, gives the appreciation, gives the affection, and then we can fall victim to this attention, to this appreciation, and this is how affairs can start, which is really awful when you think about it. The real thing that you need is probably that love and that reassurance and feeling valued from each other. And I have several processes, as I mentioned, to calm anxiety. Hypnotherapy is just one, where I do an online session with someone over the internet. I give them a recording, they listen to it again and again, and this starts changing the way that they feel about themselves. And then I also do other deeper processes online, or some people fly into Dubai and I give a one-day breakthrough anxiety day. And it really helps to remove insecurity and to restore peace. And this key is not only important for relationships, it's also important for all areas of our lives. Sometimes we can be anxious about what's going to happen in the future, in our careers, in our family life, driving, all kinds of different areas. And any anxiety can be also related to food. As I mentioned in another podcast, anxiety and food for me were massively linked. Anytime I felt worried about what someone was saying, when I was doing a public speaking event, before, my nerves, anxiety, I used to eat every time I felt anxious, because I found that eating numbed the anxiety. I was sort of stuffing down the anxiety. And then you have annoyance at yourself because you're eating way more than you need, and then you feel sick. So it was this vicious cycle for me, and I hope that that's not there for you. So if you're interested in anything I've mentioned today, of course, do reach out to me. If you have any questions for me, I'd love to hear from you. The key thing is that we need to start loving ourselves for who we are and not for what we look like to the outside world. We need to stop following people who make us feel that we are not good enough. Even if we admire these people on Instagram or Facebook and we admire their physical appearance, we need to recognize, is this healthy for me? Is this affecting my eating? Is this helping my love life? Is this going against my love life? At the end of the day, life is not only about what we eat and how we look. And the more time we focus on these two things, the less life we are likely to enjoy and experience, because we're always in our head thinking and obsessing about things that at the end of the day don't really matter, and they're not what we really want to be remembered by. We want to be remembered by being a loving person, most of us, by making a difference, leaving a legacy, achieving something bigger than ourselves. Life is about relationships and connection. So what difference and change are you going to make today? I've covered quite a lot, and I know it may have gone a little bit all over the place, but I wanted to really bring in all the different scenarios that I see with food and eating and sex and relationships. So I hope that it didn't send you to sleep. And I just want to say that, you know, no matter what you look like, no matter how much you weigh, you are beautiful. You're unique and you're loved. We all are. There is nothing like you. There will be nothing like you. And that's absolutely perfect. We don't want to be like anyone else. You are enough as you are. You are great as you are. And thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for allowing me to help and guide and share my transformation with you. And I really hope that if you have any questions for me, if you would like to speak to me, that you do reach out and you do take action when you feel the time is right. And if you're interested in listening more, then do check out Emotions and Eating or Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer for more tips. Have a wonderful week ahead wherever you are. Bye.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.